Hello, wonderful Open Heart Project. Happy, happy New Year to you. I hope 2021 will be the year that all your dreams come true. Please accept my good wishes and love as we begin this new year together. We're going to practice meditation together. That's our meditator's way of celebrating. We're going to sit together for 10 minutes and we're going to start very soon. So please take your seat and get settled, whether you're on a cushion on the floor with your legs crossed loosely in front of you, or in a chair with your feet flat on the floor. And I'd like to just take a moment to acknowledge two things. One is how hard 2020 has been. I don't need to explain all the reasons why I say that. And the other thing is that the importance of community and friendship and a feeling of togetherness has never been more powerful in my life. So I want to thank you for being part of that for me, part of the Open Heart Project community. It's fantastic that we've been able to practice together from all over the world during this time when I don't think we've needed community more. A couple things before we sit, a couple more things before we sit. In 2021, there's going to be a change to the meditation videos that I send you. Instead of sending you a new meditation every week, I'm going to send you a new meditation every other week. I think that will be easier for everyone to keep up with, should you feel that you want to keep up with these practices. So twice a month, rather than four times a month. And if you may have noticed, or you may have noticed, I should say, that in between Christmas and New Year's, we had this wonderful program in the Open Heart Project, free for everyone, called Building a Mindful New Year, that talked about the six qualities that are most essential to bring into the new year to create a world of more sanity and goodness and decency and joy. Every day, a different teacher presented one of these six qualities, also called the six paramitas or transcendent actions. And if you missed it or you want to go back and listen, you can. There's a link in this email somewhere to hear all six talks. But just to recap very, very briefly, because these qualities are so essential, so human, so natural to us. You already possess all six. They're not like you have to go out and become someone else to do these things. The first paramita, the foundational paramita without which the other five fall flat, is called generosity. I don't think that requires much of an explanation why. If we're only concerned with ourselves and what we can get from a situation, then the likelihood that we will be able to offer something useful to the world is limited. So generosity begins with asking the question, what can I give? First, and what can I get later? So what can I give, by the way, is not a question about how do I become a doormat or subjugate myself. The first person to extend generosity to is always yourself. What can I give to myself is always a great place to start. But the question, what can I give, is a question that an empowered person asks. The question, what can I get, is a question that a poverty-stricken person asks. Of course, I ask it all the time. We all do both. But generosity begins with opening to your own richness and power, and then asking, what can I give? The second quality, the second paramita, is called discipline, which means simply when you get lost in your efforts to be generous or to meditate or to do whatever it is you want to do in your life, you know how to come back. Whoop, that's all that is meant by discipline. You can come back. And I know you can. The third paramita is called patience, which is readily available when we loosen our grip on expectations and projections and judgments. When we can let those things go, even just for a moment, very useful in this world of opinions and conspiracy theories and divisiveness and sides. When you can let go for a moment of your judgments and expectations and projections, you find that you have enormous patience in your toolkit. The fourth paramita is called exertion, or sometimes called diligence, which means something kind of similar to discipline. You screw it up, you get lost, you forget, you act like a jerk, guilty. Well, you just come back and try again. You don't give up on yourself, ever. And you don't give up on your world, ever. And I know that you don't, because otherwise you wouldn't be here fixing to meditate. So, got that one. The final two paramitas, the fifth one, meditative concentration, and the sixth one, wisdom, which doesn't mean knowledge. It means recognizing the truth about reality. These two arise on their own when you employ the first four. Generosity, discipline, patience, exertion, in your practice and off the cushion, suddenly you find that you have a greater capacity for meditative absorption or concentration, and your natural wisdom perks up and wakes up and taps you on the shoulder, and it's just there. So while we can work at the first four, the second two arrive and arise on their own. You can trust that. However, don't take my word for that, or anything for that matter. Try these things yourself and see. So in our practice, all six paramitas manifest. Generosity, first, we're willing to try to do something for ourselves to make our lives better. Discipline, the technique is very one-pointed. It's very particular. So apply it wholeheartedly and you will be practicing discipline. Patience, we just allow ourselves to be as we are in our practice. We're not trying to get anywhere. Exertion, when we get lost and space out, we just come back. Got that one. And then as in your off-the-cushion life, on the cushion, meditative concentration, the absorption, and wisdom, insight, clarity, simply arise in tiny moments or large moments, rarely recognizable in the moment, but quite clear in retrospect. And what I mean by that is, and this is the last thing I'll say before we sit, I'm sitting here in my own practice after more than 25 years, probably doing exactly what you're doing. Really? Meditation again? I'm not very good at this. Oh, I think I tracked that breath pretty well. No, I got lost. Let me try to come back. What's for lunch? Why did I say that thing 12 years ago? Oh, come back to the breath. In other words, my guess is that's what's happening for all of us. Doesn't sound very awesome. Actually, it's quite ordinary. However, when I look back on my life since I began to meditate, I see that everything has changed. How I feel about myself, my world, my capacity to be in relationships, my ability to communicate, my creativity. I'm not saying I'm a master of those things. I'm just saying that somehow, from my meditation practice, sitting there going, is it over yet? When is lunch? These extraordinary qualities arise. So, somehow all we have to do is sit here. So let's do that. It is a delight to open this new year by sitting with you. Begin your practice by letting go. You could let go of anything you're thinking about what I just said. You could let go of 2020. You could let go of what you hope for in 2021. And just notice that you're sitting on this good earth in this excellent body, breathing, being human, and opening to what all that means. At the same time, you're just sitting there doing nothing, so no big deal. The hands rest on the legs, palms down. Feel heavy from the waist down. Rooted. You've taken your seat right in the middle of your life, and there's a feeling of sitting like a mountain. Mixing all the metaphors here. From the waist up, feel light. So this is my ballast, my anchor. It holds me steady. And this is my aspiration, my dreams, my longing, my hope. It's also just the top half of my body. So feel the strength of the back body as you sit up straight and how that may allow the front body to soften more easily. So relax the belly. The area around the heart. The throat. Relax the shoulders. Nothing to carry or haul or lift right now. So just let the shoulders, often involved in those activities, just rest back in their natural spot. The mouth is closed because you don't have to talk, because nothing is asked of you right now. You're free. Nothing to explain or offer or justify. You can just enjoy your own silence. Find it. Find the silence within yourself, because there is no one in there talking. It is quiet. The breath is natural in and out through the nose, meaning no breathing technique, just breathing. The eyes are open. And the gaze is cast down to a spot in front, up to 6 feet or 2 meters, or something that feels comfortable given the distance of your screen. And the eyes are open because this is a practice of wakefulness and connection and presence. Because when we're awake and connected and present, we can give, we can receive. And that is actually why we're practicing. Much easier when the eyes are open. Also less likely that one will fall asleep. Relax the brow. And let the eyes be very soft. Feel your body breathing. This is different than notice the body breathing. Notice has this quality of stepping out and looking back. Feel has the quality of being with. So notice slash feel the body expand on the inhale. And notice the sensation of breath departing the body on the exhale. A taking in, a letting go. A taking in, a letting go. These are not metaphors. This is literally what's happening. So just tune into that and try to ride that rhythm of taking in and letting go. Your mind will continue to make thoughts. That's what it does. It's fine. Most of your thoughts will come and go without really distracting you too much from your breath, from riding this wave Only if you notice that you've become so absorbed in thought that you are no longer aware at all of this wave, this rhythm of breath. Mm-hmm. Good. See that. Label that moment silently thinking. Let go. Don't skip that step. Just let go. Gently come back to your breath with a sense of kindness toward yourself and take a fresh start with this breath and this new year and this practice. So we'll sit together. And there will be a little gong when the session is over. Thank you so much for your practice. Thank you for practicing with me. Thank you for practicing together. This concludes our meditation. And if you're interested in hearing about what's going on otherwise in the Open Heart Project, in the Open Heart Project Sangha, stick around. I'll explain what's coming up in 2021. Thank you. So you may have heard of the Open Heart Project Sangha. Sangha is the Sanskrit word for community. And the Open Heart Project is amazing, and it has grown beyond my wildest expectations. There are about 20,000 of us all over the world now, creating this incredible network of friendship and practice. And over the years, people have said, well, I want to do more than practice 10 minutes once a week or 10 minutes a day. I'd like to learn more about the practice. I'd like to deepen this experience that I'm having. I'd like to know other people who are also on this path. So I created the Open Heart Project Sangha, which is now about 550 people who practice together more frequently. We gather together on all sorts of occasions for practice. And then, of course, there are people that don't want to gather together. They just want to practice more deeply, and that's absolutely fine, too. So we have, in the Open Heart Project Sangha, here's what's going on in 2021. First, you get a guided audio meditation every day. We get together once a week on Fridays at 3 p.m. East Coast time for a Sangha check-in. There's no particular agenda, just how's it going? How's your practice going? Do you have any questions? How's your life? We started doing that when the COVID virus hit North America, and we're just going to keep doing it because it's such a great way to get together. Every month I send out a video class on a particular theme. The theme for January is taking your seat. The theme for February will be trusting yourself. The theme for March will be not afraid to see, and so on and so forth. So that's every month. There's a lengthy-ish newsletter about that topic with a video. And then on the third Thursday of every month, a guest teacher shows up at 8 p.m. East Coast time to also teach on that theme. And it's all recorded if you can't join live. On the second Sunday of every month, we have a Sunday meditation intensive. It's a 3-hour sit. You can come for all of it or part of it, but it's a formal half-day retreat that with walking and sitting meditation. Every month, we have a creativity gathering called a creative rave, where we just get together online to do our creative work, whether it's writing or painting or singing or whatever it is. We just gather on Zoom to devote ourselves to our creative work. So if you want to write a book, for example, or complete a piece of art, this is like every month you'll have a chance to work on your project, which somehow creative projects really require the presence of others to complete. Don't ask me why. We have weekend retreats with other teachers, also with myself, so many things. But the most important thing is that it is an incredible community that you can connect with, dial into anytime you want. And the last thing I'll say is, in 2020, we started something called Circles, which are groups of 9 who meet at the same time every week. It's peer-led. It's 1 hour. Sit together for 10 minutes. Go around the group. Everybody share how they are with no crosstalk. Then a open conversation about our theme or whatever it is that people want to talk about, and then a formal close with a short meditation. So these circles have been fantastic. It's the same 9 people each week, and so people are really getting to know each other and finding ways to support each other that are so loving. So anyway, if any of this sounds interesting to you, I warmly invite you to join the Open Heart Project Sangha. It would be great to practice with you in that context. And information about how to do that is somewhere here in this email. Happy New Year.